This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
I don't like that. Not that I don't like it.
You know what I mean. Here's Make It Rain, Lil Wayne. Why not? It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Hans D will be with us for a little Who You Got grab bag edition. We'll do that. We'll go, of course, finish with the Bragging Rights game. What's the spread?
Illinois by 2.
Is it 2? Okay.
That was the open that I saw, yeah.
So if I was bored tonight and wanted to drive to Indiana, I could throw that down. Did I ever tell you the story right before, while everybody is accumulating their cold drink as we tip one to an Illinois victory over Missouri? We're going to do that here in seconds, or in moments. I talk too much to make it be seconds. So about, I think it was Trent Frazier's freshman year. Didn't Illinois just pound Missouri by like 15 or 20? Or it was a kind of an easy victory. And a buddy of mine, Mike, who lives down in Tampa, he's from St. Louis. So out of nowhere, I get this text from Mike. He is the one that he's the house. I stayed at his place when I went down to the Super Bowl for the Arizona Cardinal game. So we call him Mook. Mook calls me, or he just texts me out of the blue, and he goes, "Hey, I'm in St. Louis. I need, what do you think about this Illinois-Missouri game?" And I think the line was like 7, and I'm like, "Oh, Illinois is going to beat him easily." And he goes, "So you're not scared of the 7? I'm like, "Not even." I'm like, it's not even close. And he goes, "All right, I'm about to drop 500 on it." And I'm like, "Whoa!" I mean, I literally about dropped my phone, and I called him. And he answers laughing, and I'm like, "Mook, you're not dropping $500 because of what I'm saying." And he goes, "Well, you're a radio guy. You're supposed to know this stuff." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." I'm like, "All right, if gun to my head," I know that's a bad saying, I said I would take Illinois to cover the 7. And he goes, "All right, I'm dropping 5.
I really hope it wasn't 7 because Illinois was up 42-22 at halftime.
Yes.
Just blowing them out. The final was 70-64.
Okay, then it wasn't that game then. Was there another game that they ended up beating them by like 15?
Or maybe, gotta go back here.
Maybe, you know what, Pipes? Maybe it was like a 3 or 4 point spread. Maybe that's, yeah. I think you're right. In fact, I know you're right, and here's why. He texts me at halftime, and he's like, "Dude, this 500 is looking great." And he's like, "I'm going to throw another couple hondo on," or whatever. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And of course, back then I didn't bet. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And well, it wasn't my money. And so he does it. Well, all of a sudden it becomes perilous in the, is perilously close. Is that a word? Perilously. And Illinois ended up winning and covering, but it got down, like you said, to like 6 or 7 point win. And it's like, oh, but man, I was just like, "No, you can't do that." All right. So tomorrow, 7 o'clock, ESPNU now. Illinois and Missouri in the Bragging Rights game. Everybody, let's get them, raise them high. Here's to an Illinois victory. Snap the streak of Missouri. Let's keep the 6th-ranked team rolling. Here it is. Can't wait to see what Derek Piper has to say about this game. We'll get his thoughts on the score when we do Who You Got. We'll talk a little bit more about Bragging Rights. But today, Brad Underwood, excuse me, hello, met with the media. Anything really stand out to you about what Brad had to say in this game? You told me I'm going to be excited to listen to this post game or this media session today.
Yeah, I mentioned in the first hour, he had an interesting answer. I asked him, you know, at the end of last year's game, you said Mizzou took it personal and you guys didn't.
Mm.
Now, I know Io came out and said, "We owe them one. Are you taking a different approach? You want that mentality?" And it's an interesting answer that you'll want to hear.
Okay. I like this. I can't wait to hear
it. He also comments on the best lines that he gave were on Coach K's take on whether college basketball should reassess where it's going and all that. And you'll be interested to hear what Brad said.
Okay, because this was what Coach K said.
We're not as good as they are.
Oh.
They always answered, which they're good.
I'm sorry, that wasn't.
He did say that. I don't think Brad had a problem with that.
Okay, I was going to say, he probably liked hearing that. But, of course, Coach K said, "Well, maybe we ought to shut this thing down." mysteriously after Illinois just pounded them, and they had also lost to Michigan State. So, Brad Underwood, here's 17 minutes uninterrupted from your Illinois basketball coach.
Coming out the Duke game, obviously, you know, there's feel good about getting that win. I think we were we did some things better. I thought we left a lot out there to still improve on and miss some opportunities to really kind of put them away. Again, I think it was another opportunity for us to grow and get better. Obviously, playing on the road, as we have been doing, and this next one on the road helps toughen us and season us and get us acclimated to what's coming in the next 20 games and hopefully beyond. So we're excited about being able to play great competition, great people, and continue to learn. So very pleased with Adam Miller. Was a different player than he was in the Baylor game. I thought Curbelo was outstanding. Other than a few silly turnovers, which we continue to work through and talk to him about. But I love the pace we played with in that game. I thought the start of that game, you know, both teams might try to score 120. And then our attention to detail was much better in terms of scouting report and not blowing assignments. The schemes we used were effective and we handled those. So that there's tremendous growth in that capacity. So obviously heading into a different year with bragging rights and being at their place. It's a very, very good, old, and very mature Missouri team that is impressive on paper. They're playing faster than they've played in the past. They're very versatile, being able to play four guards, playing Xavier Pinson now exclusively at the point, kind of letting him go. In terms of giving him a lot of freedom on the offensive end, using his speed. And then again, I think one of the most underrated players, not only for them, but in the country is Drew Smith. A very, very good player, and he's quietly having a very good year. So an old team, a team that's very connected on the defensive end, and a team that's obviously proven and worthy of their undefeated record.
Hey, Brad, two-parter. Kofi, it looked to me like he played very well, especially defensively. That may have been his biggest contribution against Duke. Did you see it the same way? And then also, how effective was he and Georgie together on the floor?
Well, that was a great challenge for Kofi because Matthew Hurt is an unbelievably talented offensive player, and he was coming off a game where he made six threes, and we told him the one thing that he was going to be challenged with was moving his feet and contesting. And we did some switching. We did some 1-5 switching with him because of personnel and some of our schemes. So he was very good in that. The one thing we've got to continue to challenge him with is getting back in and rebounding from the perimeter. You know, Georgie's been awesome. I mean, Georgie's been incredible. I mean, the versatility Georgie's playing with, you know, we got him handling the ball, breaking the press, throwing lobs, scoring on the block. You know, I mean, he's defensively come so far. It's scary how much he's improved on that end of the court. So, I mean, it worked. We didn't have to play it a lot at Duke because of their matchups, but it's something I'm really comfortable with.
And what other Adam Miller, what's his status?
Great, been in practice all week.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious about Javon Pickett. He had 17 points last year, 16 points, seems to get up for this game. Any thoughts on what he presents, as well as any regrets of how it didn't work out when he was committed to Illinois when you took the job?
I mean, those are long gone. He's played great. He's been the difference in the game, in my opinion. I have tremendous appreciation for anybody who plays as hard as he does. He's been a dominant figure in the game, not just scoring the basketball, but, you know, I mean, it was his effort plays, it was his offensive rebounding. He got into a great place in that game where he was making threes. It's not his deal making threes, but he can, but he's been a thorn in the side. There's no doubt about it.
Brad, Coach K made some comments this week about questioning, is it safe to be playing? How do you feel about what you guys are doing right now and if you guys should continue?
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing that we felt, and I'll say this, we felt extremely safe playing Duke because they're testing like we are. The one thing he's going to speak for what he thinks is best for his program. And that's his right. And I'm going to speak for ours. Our kids want to play and we're excited to play. And we've been voting. And I think the one thing the Big Ten has done is put an unbelievable emphasis. They put their money where their mouth is, and they put it in the safety and health and well-being of our student athletes. And, you know, we've done over 150,000 tests this fall already. Men's basketball has played 53 games already. We haven't had any positives in our league. There was some contact tracing at Northwestern, but no positives. And I think that my frustration, it's maybe not the right word, Brad. It's we should be testing every day. And I don't understand why we're not when it comes to the safety and health of our student athletes. And we've been meeting as coaches twice a week since July and hashing out all the problems and understanding that the NCAA moved the start date back. They asked us to play non-league games. I still think the safest thing is league games. I would always say that. I've been a big proponent of that. But every league's doing something different, which is disappointing. Coach K has his beliefs and his rights to say that. I just don't happen to agree with him because of the protocols and the efforts and the amount of money that we've put into testing. And in talking with all of our athletes in the Big Ten, each of our coaches, the majority of all of us, you know, guys want to play and we want to play over Christmas, and we've got a shortened season, and you start throwing finals in there and you start throwing in built-in opportunities to play makeup games. Then this season becomes really, really short because we have a defined period where the NCAA tournament's going to be that we can't go past. So, I get it. He's a powerful voice in our profession and a legend, and yet it was what was best for his program, and I just happen to not agree with that.
Hey, Coach, one thing you said after last year's game is that it was personal for Mizzou and maybe it wasn't personal for your guys. I know Io told us Tuesday night that you owe them one after the way the last two have gone. Do you want that mindset for your guys? Do you want it to feel a little personal, especially after the way the last two have played out?
Well, if it helps us play better, yeah. I'm always one of those guys, and you guys know me by now, I don't ever try to get too hyped, especially for non-league games. But this one's different, and I didn't do a very good job last year. We weren't the same team that played Missouri that played Iowa at the end of the season. I mean, we were a team that was searching when we played them, we were philosophically still trying to figure things out and lineups and so on and so forth. So we're in a different place. And I think we're more comfortable with each other. But again, they give them all the credit. You know, they punched us in the mouth and we kept taking them and never threw any back. We've got to show a little fight this year.
Kofi and Jeremiah getting a chance to see each other for the second time. What do you make of that matchup? What do you need to see out of Kofi?
It's a lot of beef hitting each other in the paint. It reminds me kind of old school basketball, to be honest. We see so many games today where there's not two true centers on the court. And the thing that's unique about both those guys, Derek, is we both know that they're athletic, but they have great size. You know, I think Jeremiah's 260 probably, and Kofi's 295. So, you know, it's unique to see that, and they're both very, very good at what they do and using their body and their athleticism. So it'll be a fun matchup to watch.
Real quick, any status update on Hutch? I asked you a week or so ago.
No, Hutch is still in a day-to-day operational thing with his back and with no timetable yet due to his stress fractures.
Hey, Coach, just wanted to follow up on just Demonte Williams offensively this year. Looking back to last season, really picked up towards the end of the year on his three-point shooting. What have you seen early on from him, you know, shooting almost 70% from behind the arc? And do you maybe want to see him try to shoot the ball a little bit more if those opportunities present themselves?
Yeah, I want Demonte to shoot every time he's open because it's going in. I mean, he's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. He's playing great at both ends. He had one of the elite plays that I've ever been a part of in the Duke game the other night, you know, with that block of the lob and Adam Miller jumps into the Duke bench and saves it. And Demonte just didn't settle. He just, you know, he ran and grabbed the ball right in front of him. And those plays are priceless. And Demonte's doing, whatever it takes to win. But when he's open, I mean, he shoots a lot of balls every single day. And again, I go back to one of the main reasons we played better last year was he started playing extremely well, and he's carried that over.
Hey, Brad. I mean, I guess it's really, you know, down to Trent and Monte that played with Mark. And is that some distance from, you know, a couple of years ago, has that changed the tenor of a little bit where, I mean, you got most of your guys, you know, you don't know Mark or don't know Javon or Jeremiah.
Time moves on, man. He's another person on a scouting report, you know, and that's, he's a good player. He's had a great career and give Mark his props, but he's another player on a scouting report. We got to find a way to guard.
I guess just with, being on a campus site this year, would you want, you know, a game in Champaign next year? Or do you feel like, you know, it should go back to St. Louis when you guys can do that?
No, one off year. That's, you know, what we felt was the safest way to play this. They won the coin toss. So, you know, we're going there.
Brad, in the preseason, you talked about wanting to play faster, and you guys are actually up 6 possessions per game compared to last year. So have you been happy with the pace of play thus far?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And Georgie Bishanishvili is a big piece of that. Curbelo is a big piece of that. We saw Adam get going in transition and just running the floor and pitch aheads and his threes. And that's why we wanted to play faster. Georgie completely changed the game the other night when he came into the game with his speed and his rim running. I mean, they're screaming. They're benched to keep up with him because he's rim running. He got a couple easy baskets out of it. It's not something we know we can sustain for 40 minutes. Other teams are going to make us play in the half court. But we had 31 points under 7 seconds in the Duke game, and that's a great number.
Another area you guys have really improved in is three-point shooting. You're top 5 nationally in percentage. What do you kind of attribute that to?
I've said it. We had good shooters. We just – last year it was kind of a snowball effect. I don't know – I can't explain that. But it just got to be almost contagious. And again, I think, you know, the new line maybe had something to do with that. Obviously Coleman Hawkins and hasn't showed it yet. Jacob Grandison hasn't showed it yet. Adam Miller, those guys are all really, really good shooters. And So it's become contagious in practice. We have fun in practice. We have days where we get on some serious runs, but you know, Io had an off season where he worked on the NBA line, you know, and Trent's been a 40% 3-point shooter, you know, through his career. So, you know, it was just a matter of time. And then add DeMonte and the run he's on, again, you know, we got some weapons now.
Hey, Brad, you mentioned Jacob. We haven't maybe seen him too much consistently on the floor. Is there something he needs to do to get out there more?
Not fouled twice in 22 seconds. I mean, he was one of the first subs off the bench the other night, and just, you know, we need Jake. And Jake's going to be a really good player. We need his energy. He's a really good rebounder. You know, again, kind of a unfortunate set of circumstances leading up to his fouls the other night, because he's been practicing extremely well. And, you know, he's going to be a big part of this team as we move forward.
And then I think on Tuesday it was, you mentioned hockey assists. I'm assuming you guys keep a track of that number. And if you do, who's leading the team? What does that unlock in the offense when you guys are zipping it like that?
Well, and it's so many times we always want to look at the assist, and you know, if we get about 60% of those that are hockey assists, that's a great number. And, you know, understanding a few of those times we're going to run some action that'll be a middle ball screen or something, and the ball doesn't pop, but making the extra pass is the unselfish play. And that's what we talk about a lot in this program. And so, you know, we get up into the 60% rate. It's going to vary every night. DeMonte's always going to be up there. DeMonte's got a quick trigger. It hits his hands. He sees the play very early. He doesn't have to process. You know, if we can get 60% of those, that means we're whipping the ball pretty good.
All right, that is Brad Underwood. I loved the fact that he kind of challenged Mike Krzyzewski on his thoughts about COVID and shutting things down. I know Brad from the beginning has said, you know, we want to play. These kids want to play. And it's easy to say, okay. I mean, you could look at it like we look at Coach K and say, oh, well, we know why you're saying that. You're not very good. You could easily, I guess, the other way, look at Brad and say, oh, well, we know why you're saying this is because you're really good. But it's true, and I think the kids do want to play. And if you're Brad Underwood, you understand that a chance like this doesn't come around probably as much as Coach K does, right? I mean, he's won 5 national titles. Maybe as Brad Underwood continues to win, maybe Illinois can get to that point. We can all dream. But certainly this is a chance for Brad Underwood and this team to have a magical season, and he doesn't want to see that end.
Yeah, this program has waited a long time for it.
Yes.
These players have sacrificed a lot to be in this position to play these games. And, you know, contrary to what Coach K is talking about, where he wants his players to be able to go home for Christmas, which brings up an issue in itself, traveling to wherever,
right.
You know, DJ Stewart going back to Chicago, is that a good idea to make
right.
sure that he's safe? But these players are going to stay within their tight-knit circle. They've had to do that on campus. Now the students are gone, but they're not seeing their families, and it's all because they want to play basketball games. They want to chase something that I know that other teams aren't all in Illinois'
right
situation.
Yep.
But they want to play. I think Brad brought up a good point. In the Big Ten, they're testing every day. In the Big Ten, they haven't had a team, knock on wood, that
right.
has had an issue yet. So they feel confident about their testing, their resources, and what they're doing. So they want to keep moving forward.
Let's keep moving forward. And none of us, listen, we're not mean people. We don't want the players to not be able to enjoy Christmas and their families. It's not that. I think it's more that the players are fine. Like, they would be like, we're good. We're ranked
yeah,
sixth in the country.
It's just part of the cost
exactly.
for the bigger picture.
Exactly.
And they're willing to live with that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you're the 6th ranked team in the country and you just hammered Duke, and you know you've got a chance to be really good this season, I'm sure that's one that for 1 year they'll be able to kind of look at it and say, we're good this year. All right, who you got? It is Friday. We got to get rolling on that. We've got some men's basketball, college football, all of that coming up. We got to take a break and get to it. That segment, by the way, brought to you appropriately by Game Day Spirit. Last weekend they had their online stadium sale, and it was a success. Right now they're open 2 locations. They have great deals going on. I just cut a commercial for Game Day Spirit, and it's talking about what they've got, like the polos. They got hoodies for $20. I mean, if you're looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, or even, it's not even last minute. I mean, it's still December 11th. You got time. I mean, for a guy.
I hope I still have time.
We got like 6 years if you're a guy. You know, you're like, whoa, heck. I don't even start till the 23rd. But let me tell you, Derek, and you, I'm being honest as I can be. Have you ever gotten an Illinois hoodie and been disappointed in getting an Illinois hoodie?
No.
Exactly. There's not one person out there in central Illinois, because we know how the falls become when you're tailgating. We know how winter is. There's not one person that's going to open that gift and be like, oh, I'm telling you, that's a perfect gift for $20. Buy four of them. I mean, they've got so many different styles. Game Day Spirit, Neal Street, also Green Street, two locations. Find them online, GameDaySpirit.com. Quick break, come back. Who you got? Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes. Since the 70s, Sony has delivered consistently high-quality products, but none higher than the XBR 950 TVs. Usually I talk about Sony's 800 series because they offer good picture and build quality at attractive price points, like a 75-inch at $999, but the 950 models are the ones we buy for ourselves. In fact, I got my wife one as an anniversary gift. She was shocked at how much better the picture looked than what she'd been watching. Now, the reasons it looks so great are technical. The triluminous display has more shades of color, powered by the X1 Ultimate processor that analyzes content and boosts color and clarity. The full array LED makes light areas lighter and dark areas darker, up to 6 times the contrast of regular panels. Content is upscaled to 4K to give you lifelike detail and texture in movies, sports, and even soap operas. Features like voice control to search Netflix and YouTube make it fun to own. Take it from my wife, get a Sony 950 and see TV like never before. And if you hurry, you can get a Black Friday deal on it right now at Good Vibes.
It's Officer James Hobson, Champaign Police Department, our law enforcement official of the month.
Tell us about yourself, where you're from, and all of that.
Well, I've been a police officer for 5 years now here in Champaign. I got hired in the second half of 2015. I was living in Decatur at the time. I went to high school over there, Mount Zion.
Mount Zion's a good high school. So why, though? Why police? I mean, you know the stuff that's going on. With 5 years ago, wasn't so good either. People are ridiculing Ferguson, Missouri, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you want to get into the business of policing.
Well, I felt like I could make a difference. That's really what it comes down to. I'm just one person, but, you know, I thought that it was something that I could do well in, and I wanted to give back.
Know that there are people out here that truly appreciate what the police do every day to protect and serve, which is what you do. But thanks for coming in, and great to meet you.
Thank you very much.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story?
It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041. Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more. And all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
ho, ho, ho!
It's holiday Christmas!
Oh, wait for it, Derek. The jam, baby. It is the drive with Sam Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. What time are you leaving tomorrow to head to Columbia, Missouri? What is it, 4 hours?
About four and a half.
Four and a half.
Yeah, I'll probably leave here around noon.
You're going to hit, I keep saying that. It's Springfield, Missouri that's got the Bass Pro Shop, the big one.
Ah, yeah.
So never mind. Columbia, I've never been.
Neither have I.
Okay. So you'll be able to go and see the home of the Missouri Tigers. Are you going to get a picture of the football stadium and just say you went by it? Nah. Are you a guy
the house that Chase Daniel built?
You're right. Exactly. Good call. Do you ever, like, when you go to these, now I know in the Big Ten, basically, you've been to every one of them, I would assume, or almost all of them. Do you make it a point to at least try to go see, like, the football stadium?
Yeah.
And, yeah, walk. Do you walk around campus at all?
If possible, yeah.
And the
last year, Penn State, it was really cool to see their football stadium, which is just across the street, but you want to make sure you see that.
That's
sure.
A place I haven't been. I have not been to Penn State. Do you ever reach out to other writers or other media and say, what's a place to go eat? Is there a bar? The difference here is that, like, in football, a lot of times, you know, a game's on a Saturday and you might get in Friday and you have a chance to go eat a nice dinner at a place or whatever, you know, or let's say you're coming to Champaign, you go eat pizza somewhere, you know, whatever. But basketball, you know, you might be going in on a Thursday and the game's Thursday night. You don't really have a chance to do that.
Right. There are some times if you get your work done earlier, if you want to catch a little break before you're riding, there's nothing wrong with a beer or two before you hit the keys.
That's not a bad idea. In fact, you could probably do it. Well, of course, with COVID now, it's a little different, but there's no reason you couldn't go into a local bar, get you a place in the back, and order a beer and start writing. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would have a problem. Well, I would be like you. It'd be cool to go and see the different football stadiums, you know, and if you're there covering football, it'd be cool to see the basketball arena, stuff like that. I think that'd be kind of cool. Go around and say you've done that. All right, Hans D., are you ready to go?
Yes.
Of course you are. It is time. Oh, can you throw the Territorial Cup on here?
Sure.
I think, can you effort this real quick, Hans? I think it's the oldest trophy game in college football. Arizona State. I don't know why, but I read that today. I thought maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. This game is in Tucson tonight, 6 o'clock ESPN.
It was created in 1899.
Wow. That's got to have a shot of being the oldest.
Yeah, certified as the oldest rivalry.
Bam! Okay. Can we throw the Territorial?
Of course.
We have to.
Cup in there.
Of course.
Let's do it.
First up.
That was not very good energy, Hans. Did you hear that? First up.
I blamed it on the mic in my head.
Oh.
But probably was, Hans.
I mean, how about a little, here we go!
Here we go.
Oh, boy, that's about as fired up as Hans gets right there.
First up, we have men's basketball. Number 3, Iowa at Iowa State. Iowa's favored by 13 points.
Is it still 13?
I see 12 and a half.
Okay.
12 and a half.
That is a big spread in basketball. Okay, so I'm new to this betting thing, and I've made it through football. I've never gone through a basketball season yet. So there's a learning curve for me in terms of learning if 13 is a lot. Is that I know it's a lot. It's a big number, but I mean,
pretty rich for a, especially for a rivalry game.
Yeah, that's kind of my thinking. Wouldn't you normally take the underdog in a big spread in a rivalry game? Like, let's say Missouri was a 8-point underdog tomorrow. Wouldn't you look at that? Well, we'll have it with the Territorial Cup coming up. In fact, it'd be a perfect example. But it's like, wouldn't you look at that and say, okay, this isn't like a normal game. Like, Iowa State's going to do everything they can to give Iowa a battle tonight. Iowa's going to win the game, but are they going to win by 14?
It's a good question. We see this in Illinois and Missouri, where each good and every year, regardless of if one team is ranked and the other is isn't supposed to have a great season, it's usually traditionally within a couple of possessions.
Yep.
It seemed like that the last couple of years. Now, with some quick research here, Iowa's won 3 out of the last 4, and all of those have been at least by 14 points.
Oh, wow. And now they're the third-ranked team or whatever in the country.
They're really highly ranked. Iowa State is down.
So you could see like a 85-60 score tonight.
It's possible.
In fact, I can see it right now in my head. Give me Iowa to cover.
Yeah. I know that Bohannon's been involved in a lot of trash talk with him in the past. He left his shoes on the floor there last year.
That's right.
Now this is a home game for Iowa. Jalen Coleman-Lanz is in this now, and Iowa State just lost to South Dakota State at home.
Speaking of that, I've been to Iowa State's basketball arena.
Have you?
Hilton?
Yeah.
I've been there.
When they're good, that place is hopping.
I haven't been for a game, but I went and saw it. I was on the campus in Ames and went and saw the football stadium, saw the basketball court.
That's cool.
I'll still go Iowa.
I'll take Iowa. Okay. I'll let you know I did put a little bit of money on Iowa first half, minus 7.5. I think they'll get out to a big halftime lead.
See, you and Trevor are so seasoned. I just look at like one thing. And you guys are like, well, let's play off of it a little bit and do this. In fact, you're going to have to help me with the Territorial Cup here in a minute.
All right.
I better log back on. Hansi!
Next up, we have Nebraska at number 8, Creighton. Creighton's favored by 14 points. Who you got?
Here's another one. Now, Nebraska's 3-2. They're not very good. Creighton's really good. You know what? I'm not scared of this. I'm going Creighton. I'm taking Creighton. I think they win this game by probably, I'm going to say 18.
I'm with you. Creighton's going to be fired up after losing that game in Lawrence where they go to the free throw line with a chance to tie and they don't make all 3 of them.
Yes.
Nebraska's not good. They just lost to Georgia Tech by 11. They lost to Nevada, which isn't a great loss for them. So
they still got that Caroline dude in Nevada?
They do not, no.
Isn't he from Carbondale or something?
No, he's from Champaign.
Oh, that's right.
He went to
Carbondale.
SIU and then out to Nevada.
Where did he put, at Central or Centennial?
Central.
Central.
Yep. I'll go Creighton. They're one of the best offensive teams in the country.
Okay.
Next up, number 13, Texas at number 2, Baylor.
Ooh.
Who you got?
Is this tonight?
That's Sunday.
Oh. We hope.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, Baylor is, what's the spread?
Wasn't one.
Oh, there wasn't one. Okay.
KenPom is saying Baylor by 6.
I don't think Baylor's going to blow you out. I don't think they could blow you out kind of like a Iowa could. I think that's pretty obvious. They're going to beat you down defensively. Did they not force the other night 35 turnovers against Stephen F. Austin? Somebody told me that. 35 turnovers. I don't know what Illinois had against them. 12, 13, whatever it was.
It was only 12.
12, yeah. Give me Baylor. If the spread's 6, I'll take Baylor at home. 4-0. This is a special year for them. They're not going to misstep against Texas. even though Texas is a pretty good squad here. I'll take Baylor to cover the six. We're going to make up that six.
I like that Texas team. Really, really good defensively. Look at their defensive efficiency. Texas is second in the country. Baylor is fifth. The difference is Baylor's third in offensive efficiency. I think that they're going to have a big advantage there. Courtney Ramey, a good guard for Texas, probably can get shut down.
Why have I heard that name?
From St. Louis, and Illinois was trying to recruit him.
Oh, that's it. Another one.
Baylor's perimeter defense is
have superb. Fun with that one, Courtney.
I'll go Baylor.
Okay.
I think I'm with you. I think they're the best team in the country.
Yes.
On to college football. Ooh. We have Wisconsin 2-2.
Are we skipping the Bragg and Rice game?
No, it's in the...
Oh, see, I just wanted to set Hans up for that. I just wanted to set you up. I loved it.
Wisconsin 2-2 at number 16, Iowa 5-2.
What am I supposed to do with this one? 2.5 point Wisconsin, 2.5 point favorite. I mean, Wisconsin last week got hammered by...
It lost to Indiana.
Indiana, yeah. I'm not sure Iowa's that good.
Yeah, are they good enough to reel off six in a row?
I think this is a 20-20 tie between these two teams. You know what? The game's at Iowa, though. I know that shouldn't matter.
Personally, I got Wisconsin.
Do you?
Yeah.
They burnt me last week. I didn't think they'd beat Indiana, but I didn't think they'd get beat like they did. Yeah, I'll take Wisconsin.
I'd be really interested in what the series looks like between these two, especially recently. And I think back last year, everyone was high on Minnesota. They were on a nice little run, yes. And they play in the final game of the regular season, and Wisconsin's like, nope, we're going to the Big Ten title game now.
It's a good point.
Interesting here, Wisconsin's first two games, 45 against Illinois, 49 against Michigan. Their last two, they put up 7 against Northwestern, 6 against Indiana.
Whoa!
So Graham Mertz is a little bit of a reality check there.
They've kind of figured him out a little.
I guess. I'll go.
You know what? I'm changing.
I'll go Iowa.
I'm going Iowa, too. I'm changing. All right. I'll go Iowa.
I'll prove you guys wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, we have Rutgers.
I mean, you're giving the 16th-ranked team in the country at home 2.5 points.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it that way.
But I have that feeling.
Yeah. Well, you know how to sail.
Okay. Well, next up, we have Rutgers 2-5 at Maryland 2-2.
Gross.
Maryland's favored by a touchdown, 58 over-under.
Can we zip through this? I'll take Maryland to win by 8.
Maryland, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Minnesota 2-3 at Nebraska 2-4. Nebraska's favored by 10.5 points.
Ooh. I'll take Minnesota all day there. Is that Stinky Sniffy? Is Minnesota missing 500 people?
They're missing quite a few.
Oh. I'll still take Minnesota to get within 10.5.
That's a lot of points.
Oh, my. I might bet my bank on that, which should be like $248.
Yeah, I can't. 249er. I can't lay 10.5 with Luke McCaffrey in that that offense. Minnesota, but that's gross. Okay.
Next up, Michigan State 2-4 at Penn State 2-5. Penn State's favored by 2 touchdowns.
Penn State's starting to play 14.5. That's a big spread. I'll take the Lions.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm taking Michigan State. That's too big. That's 2 touchdowns. And some. And the hook. Give me the Spartans to stay within 2 touchdowns.
Because
every once in a while they play well.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Or they get blown out. It's kind of that hard.
Right.
What is it going to be? I'll say Penn State.
Okay.
Don't love it, though, at all.
Next
Did you go Minnesota?
I did.
Yeah.
We have Lon's game.
Oh.
Arizona. 0-4 versus Arizona State, 0-2.
The only
way to sell it, Hans.
I've never been more excited about a winless battle.
Hey, Arizona State's favored by 10 points, though. Over under 55.
I bet it at 8.5. Arizona State favored by 10 now?
Yes.
I think it was 8.5 on. I like the 8.5.
Now I'm seeing 9.
Okay. I'm taking Arizona State if it's under 10. They're a better team than Arizona. If it gets over 10, I would take Arizona to at least, stay with them. But I'll go Arizona State.
I followed your lead. You got me on the forks.
Yeah,
here,
baby.
8.5.
Fear the fork.
And full disclosure, I haven't watched them since the USC game, but they should have won that game.
Yes, they should have.
And let's go Herm.
Okay.
Next up, we have the Army-Navy game. Navy is 3-6. Army is 7-2.
Wow.
And Army's favored by a touchdown.
I love this game. I'll definitely go Army, though. I'll take Army in the 7.5.
Look at that over-under at 37.5. That's a lot of points for two triple option teams.
That is true. Give me Army, though. Army's superior. They'll be up 17-0 early.
Army is superior.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Illinois Northwestern, and of course, the bragging rights. We'll do it next. It's a drive.
Winter, I don't like it. All the jeans and hoodies, they double my laundry size. They double my workload. I'm not having it.
You need a large capacity Electrolux front load washer from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I had a front loader before. Crying out loud, vibrated the whole house.
Electrolux is top rated for least vibration or your money back.
Don't I have to buy those super duper expensive pedestal bases?
Pedestals are buy one, get one free for a limited time.
That's a $320 value.
It's a crazy good deal. Pick your color, white or sparkling titanium. Electrolux accepts pods. Fast 15-minute wash cycle and a water heater that annihilates harmful bacteria. And our free 10-year protection plan.
Great! Will it fold my laundry?
It sure does not.
No problem. That's what my kids are for.
Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Hey, Hans.
Hey.
Aren't you wanting to hear a holiday greeting from Derek?
Of course.
Can we please throw this thing out?
Here we go.
Hey, this is Derek Piper from The Drive on ESPN 93.5 on weekdays 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Wishing everyone a happy holidays. Hoping for a great Illini basketball season. From us at Stevie J Broadcasting, happy holidays to you.
Hi, it's Stevie J.
Awesome.
Sit back and relax and take the drive
awesome.
With Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here.
You didn't
on
want
ESPN
to do it, did you?
Radio 93.5.
I thought that was really heartfelt. Solid.
I feel so jolly now.
I do too.
I'm in the Christmas
spirit. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
Sing it, kids. All right. Daryl said, is it Jalen Coleman Lands? Lon's age.
Probably pretty close to my age. I'm about to turn 30 this weekend.
He, Trent Frazier, and Jeremiah Tillman. Are you going to be 30 this weekend?
Sunday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
That was kind of sneaky, honest.
Happy birthday.
That's a big birthday.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that was the birthday where I felt like I had to become mature. Seriously. Like at 30, I was like, oh, crap. Now I'm not like 24 anymore. Yeah.
See if you notice the difference in me on Monday.
Yeah, you got 10 years now to be mature.
Oh, boy.
Then you get to 40 and you're like, oh, boy. I'm stopping there. All right, Hansi.
All right. We have Illinois at number 14, Northwestern. Illinois is 2-4. Northwestern's 5-1. Northwestern is favored by 2 touchdowns, and this is the 114th battle for the land of Lincoln.
Hmm.
I don't know if this will really be a battle, though. Illinois leads a slight 55-53-5 advantage, and the last 5 in a row have been all Northwestern. Who you got?
Weather's supposed to be bad. I'll go Illinois 17, Northwestern 24.
Okay.
No, it won't be that close. I'll go Illinois 10, Northwestern 24. There you go. 24-10.
Weather will be ugly. Illinois' offense will be ugly.
Mm.
This coaching matchup is ugly. Northwestern 27, Illinois 7.
I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, I know you do. Because you do what you got to do as well as anybody does what they got to do.
Amen, amen.
Do what you got to do, kid.
We got to run the ball. 13-10, Illinois.
Oh.
There, I said it.
Okay.
Next up, we have Dan the bragging rights.
You
got
to get to 40. You're a man. You're 40. I'm a man.
Bragging rights, number 6, Illinois at Missouri. And Illinois leads 32-18. Mizzou has won the last 2 games. Who you got?
Lindy said we win. Lon took Northwestern. Well, it doesn't apply to basketball. It only applies to football when I go against it. Illinois and Missouri, this will be a pretty fun game. I just think Illinois is just, well, they're the better team. I don't know that it should be high scoring, but I feel like both teams will feel each other out for a while and they won't make a lot of shots early. I'm going to say Illinois 76, Missouri 68. Illinois wins bragging rights.
Okay.
76-68.
I like it.
Let's go!
Illinois is the better team.
Yes.
And I expect them to get it done. I do think it'll be close. Missouri's pretty solid.
Yep.
Play them tough. 75-70.
Oh, okay. Illinois. That's the national title game score.
Oh, crap.
I have to quit using that.
I know. I used it for Illinois-Baylor, and I got a lot of crap.
Oh, that's right.
75-71.
There you go. That's better.
Illinois. My bad.
No, that's all right. It's just it's a sticking point with me.
I apologize.
Yeah.
It's a sticking point with you. Illinois, 76. Missouri, 72.
Quit stealing my score, Hans. I'm kidding. All right, so a sweep for Illinois. I don't think that's being a homer either. Do you?
That's just
knowing
Hans
our stuff.
Being on brand.
Yep. We just know our stuff.
Yeah.
Derek knows his stuff. Hans and I just come in here and guess.
Derek's a pro.
Yep. Got to thank Gabe DeArmond, Power Mizzou. Power Mizzou com. He's covering that game tomorrow. He'll be down there with Derek. Be safe tomorrow, my friend.
Will do, man.
And happy birthday Sunday.
Thank you.
For your birthday, here's what I wish. For a Bears collapse, they get beat by 30.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
Hopefully I get a Deshaun Watson jersey for my birthday. That's what I'll be.
Everybody's like, well, that's not nice, Lon. He's like, no. Derek,
the nicest thing I've heard.
Oh, my. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Let's get some wins this weekend, especially Saturday night. Territorial Cup next. The Drive. Let's go.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.